It's happening. For the second week in a row, the song continues to grow on me. It's a comeback. Slow motion skateboarding through empty swimming pools in Southern California. Topless girls on the beach. Hey, it is an all-new episode of The Loftus Party, the premier comedic, conservative, liberty-loving podcast. I want to thank everybody for listening. I want to thank everybody for telling your friends, because the numbers are continuing to grow. It's so exciting. It's so exciting. I couldn't be happier. We've got a lot of updates today. We got to get an update from the Liberty Gimlet, who's back from Beer Fest. We got to talk about the Vox Adpocalypse. We got to talk about the stand up that I've been doing. The shows that we've got coming up. We got to talk about Trump in London, D-Day, immigration, Hyde Amendment, impeachment. Oh, there's so much. Godzilla. I got to talk to you guys about Godzilla and the way I think Hollywood is moving, the way I think box office results are going to be moving. These are exciting times we live in, and it's all just coming up, sunshine, rainbows, and glistening skin in the moonlight. So
that was random,
right? I had so many thoughts that went through my head of like different things that I could say. Yeah. But I opted for glistening skin in the moonlight. That's how Carrie Fisher. That's what she wanted on her tombstone. That she was choked to death by her own bra while gently bathed in moonlight or something like that. So let's jump right in. There's a couple of little exciting side notes that I'll throw in kind of randomly. It'll seem random, but it won't be random. Right out of the gate, I need an update on the beer festival. I don't know if were these microbreweries? Was it Coors Light throwing this thing? Where did you go? What did you drink? What's the last thing you remember?
if it was Coors Light throwing it, I wouldn't have gone. Mm-hmm. Asheville is kind of like ground zero in North Carolina for the craft beer movement. So they have a lot of nifty little breweries there in town. And then the region ended up getting folks like Sierra Nevada and Oscar Blues, which originated in Denver. Highland Brewery started there. So there's a lot of good ones. They generally get somewhere between 40 and 50 breweries coming to Beer Fest.
Wow.
Normally 40 to 50 breweries all bring four taps. This year they only brought two because they condensed the space that they could have this. I know. So that they could have this Camp Fest Palooza thing. And they had the coolest things. There are these like vans that are converted into like travel vans that have a bed in them, that have a sink, that have a stove, that have all this stuff and just two seats. So it's like the answer to the RV.
Wow. That's cool.
Yeah. Like my husband and I were looking at them. We're like, we so need one of these. So
be very careful. Very careful, because this is how dreams start. This is how addictions start. I'm turning into a tiny houses guy.
My God. Do you know they sell them on Amazon?
There's a girl that I follow on Twitter. Her name is Maggie Battles. Just going to give you a shout out, Maggie Battles. She's into these things too. And they're doing some insanely cool stuff.
I know.
Because usually like tiny houses are like little cottages and like RVs and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. They're all kind of similar. But there's a group of like really cool people mm-hmm. like reinventing this crap. And like you've got these like little tiny houses that have these awesome decks on the roof. Mm-hmm. And they're just, I'm like, I could live there.
Have you seen the show?
No, I have not. No. That'll be the end of me. That'll be the
crap. Oh my God. The show is fantastic. I forget. TLC, I think. It's called Tiny Houses.
Oh,
you
yeah?
You should see some of it. Oh, my God. They actually built a tiny house for, like, a family of four. And everybody fit, and everybody was happy.
I am listen, we're straying very far from politics. This is actually what I hate/love about podcasts. No, but it's great. It's like, hey, this is what gets our juices running, and I'm digging it. It's honest. I watched a video on YouTube from Australia. And this guy and his girlfriend bought this land dirt cheap after some huge wildfire years ago in Australia. They're always doing battle with sort of thing. So he built this tiny house, but it's on wheels. And this thing was so cool. And he actually like lifted the ceiling. He's like, because he designs like bathrooms and does bathroom remodeling for a living. That's his day job. But he's like, my problem with a tiny house is usually the ceilings are too low, makes you feel claustrophobic. So I wanted to do is I lifted the ceiling. And so it was everything I loved. Sweet, cool deck, sweet patio, big ceilings, had a second floor. It was fantastic. And yep. I'm like, I will do that. I will do that. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So that. And lots of good beer. Shout out to Ginger's Revenge. They're the only alcoholic ginger beer I know of. Still a fabulous product.
It's weird. I haven't had beer in a while. Mm-hmm. But I really like, and everyone's tastes are different. I was never into like those heavy ones. You know, like the ones where it has the big foam on the top, and then you put a slice of lemon. Like the foam was so thick, like a big hunk of lemon would just sit on top of it and not even fall through. I wasn't a fan of those. It was too rich. It was like it was like drinking a loaf of bread. Hi. I like the Stella. I like the Stella Artois.
Yeah,
it was crisp. It was so I like a good, clean, like crisp. Who's rocking it in that?
Belgians. I don't really drink those. I'm a big IPA and Imperial IPA and Imperial Stout and Russian Stout kind of girl.
There you go. Well, I love it. And I look forward to seeing all the pictures and reading the article that you're going to put at theloftusparty.com because that's what we're all about. Just very quickly. That was a gentle. I was being very gentle there. Mm-hmm. That was just a little nudge. I want to say I want to give a big shout out to our new friends, Gimlet and Kung Fu Rick. I want to give a shout out to our new friends at Firearm Guard.com, FireArmGuard.com, FirearmGuard.com. These are the new friends of the show. We're digging them. They have an amazing product. I was talking to the guy who started this, and I really need to speak with him again because I don't want to give away any like trade secrets. What this guy has, it's amazing. If you have guns and ammunition, and you have a safe for your firearms, and you want to keep everything dry and get all the humidity out of there to make sure your ammo and your guns, there's no rust, there's no mildew, anything like that. This dude has an awesome invention. It is 100% organic. It comes in a little burlap bag, and it's super cheap. It's super cheap. For like $20, you get this little burlap bag, and it's – I don't want to talk about what – it's. Let me just say it's organic. It is time-tested. This thing is amazing. So you shell out $19.95, and this thing is guaranteed – I believe – I'm looking at the website right now. I don't want to speak out of turn, but this thing is 100% guaranteed. Now, here's the great thing. You go to firearmguard.com. And this is going to take the humidity out of any, like, say you've got a camper or an RV, like we're talking about, and you're like, I'd get kind of a, throw one of these things in there. I don't know how many you're going to need per square footage. I need to learn more about the product, but it's insanely effective, insanely amazing. So $19.95 gets you one of those. However, I've always wanted to say this. If you put in the code MAGA, that's the code that he and I came up with. MAG. You put in the code MAGA. That's going to be your Loftus Party discount.
Nice.
Yes. You're going to save money. And then the Loftus Party is going to get a little piece of that. So it's a wonderful thing. And then we're working out this, you guys. $1 from your purchase is going to go to a fund to help get Donald Trump reelected. So I don't know what the downside is. You're getting an organic product. It's safe around animals, kids, and pets. It's going to keep your guns dry, your ammo dry, your RV dry, your gym bag, your gym locker, whatever. It is, and it's And I love the fact that it's organic. It's a small business. This is what I've always wanted. This is what I've always wanted for the LoftusParty.com, for this show. So yeah, there's a little kickback for me. That's how this thing works. We're going to raise some money for the show. We're going to raise some money to help get Trump get elected. We're going to help out a small business. It's an amazing product. You got to go to firearmguard.com and check out the different bags, the different designs, but it's amazing. And I got to talk to my buddy George over there again, just to get the lowdown, because I want to know what I can and cannot say on the air. But I tell you, I'm completely jazzed about this. I actually was holding on to one. I should have just kept it. When I was doing stand-up in Nashville, they had there's a girl that the guy from this company knows and that I know, and her company does all the MAGA hats and the Trump stuff for the big rallies. Like, they're the official. And she turned me on to this product, and I was blown away, and I really dug it. And that's what I've always wanted. You know, like when we started this thing, a couple of years ago, it's like, okay, small business is this and this, and we help and we promote and it's all good. So do me a favor, but you got to use that code, MAGA, MAGA. So, yeah, the Loftus Party gets a little help. You get a great product. And then we give a buck for the reelect Donald Trump campaign. It's fantastic. It's fantastic. There is no downside. And this is like so radio. This is so Rush Limbaugh. It is. It's an amazing product. I've already purchased some for my place, and I'm in Southern California. But like, I'm gonna put one in my closet. Keep my shoes dry. So that's what's going on. Isn't that exciting?
Yes, it's very exciting.
I'm totally jazzed. Firearmguards.com. I put on the radio voice. Okay, so a lot to get caught up on. A lot of fun to be had. I did a little teaser on, I want to talk about Godzilla. I also want to talk about Dark Phoenix and Rocket Man and just the trend I see.
Have you seen all of these movies? Because now I'm scared.
No, I have not.
Okay,
no, I have
all
not.
Right, however, right. I feel better now.
No. I'm not going to pay. I'm not going to pay cash money to see Dark Phoenix. I'm not going to pay cash money to see Rocket Man. And evidently, the rest of America agrees with me.
Oh, really? Rocket Man's getting panned?
Yeah, it's dropping off.
Oh, that's awful. Because, I mean, the preview was fantastic.
I know.
The trailer was really good. I was hoping that was going to be as good as Bohemian Rhapsody.
Well, you know what? I didn't dig Bohemian Rhapsody.
I did.
There's one part... I don't want to get into the Hollywood stuff too early, but I just don't listen. This guy that I'm on tour with, Brian Hayner, mm-hmm. who he's going to be on the show too. We got some amazing guests, you guys. I'll tease this really quick. So we keep teasing. It's like a fancy French restaurant where we just keep bringing out little menu items. Oh, we'll talk about this. We're going to have Cassie Dillon on the show. She does a lot of stuff for Daily Wire. She's amazing. She's very funny, really smart. I ran into her a couple weeks ago when I was down at the Daily Wire. I was hanging out with Andrew Klavan, which I'm reaching out to him again. We have a little side thing going on. So we're going to have Cassie Dillon on the show. We're going to have Adam Yenser on the show. Adam Yenser is someone that you need to know about. We want to help him and support some funny stuff that he's doing. Very talented dude. We're going to have Brian Hayner on the show. We're going to have Reno Collier on the show. I think it's about time we visit Pete Coriale again, my buddy PD. Hey, PD. Some more stand-ups. It's just going to – listen, the show's just getting better and better. You guys, for the new people, and there's a ton of you. There's a ton of you. So welcome aboard. We got a lot of big plans for the show. You came in at a perfect time to dip into the show. So about the Queen thing, Brian Hayner, amazing guitarist. He's a big session musician. I cannot wait to tell you guys what he's working on now. But there's legitimately a what do you call that when you sign the non-disclosure? Mm-hmm. Yeah, he had to sign one of those. So it must be big. It must be big. He's not broken his agreement, you guys, but I can't wait to find out. He knows all these guys. Brian plays with all these guys. He plays with like the Michael McDonalds of the world. He plays mm-hmm. with the Avenged Sevenfolds of the world. He plays with Jeff Bridges when Bridges wants to jam. He plays with these great funk musicians. He plays with Brian May, from Queen. Mm-hmm. Like, he knows these dudes, and it's amazing and good and awesome. And Hayner is a big Queen fan. And we were talking about the movie, and I was like, I had my problems. Most of my problems were like with the performance and the direction and some of the choices. And like, mm-hmm. I saw a VH1 special about that huge party that Freddie Mercury threw, that this epic party. It was like an hour on VH1 just devoted to this epic, like, week long party Freddie Mercury had. And anyway, they were very kind to Freddie Mercury. They played around with the timeline, whatever. It was a kind of a cleaned up blah 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 version. It was okay. It was okay. I don't want to get too deep into it right now, but just it's funny how Hollywood's trying to lead us in a certain way. They really are, and America's just not into it. And it's great. It's wonderful. And the box office is like the electoral college. The box office is like our fantastic republic. And when you vote, and people vote with their wallets, and Hollywood's trying to convince us something is real and something is happening, and America's going, no, not real.
Not really.
Not no. happening. And it's wonderful.
I'm telling you, I'm voting with my pocketbook all over the place now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm into it. So, yeah. Which leads us to the next thing. So this is great. So now we're into it. Now we're into the meat and potatoes of the show. It's funny. It's upbeat. It's optimistic. Hopefully it's funny. Hopefully we've done something a little bit amusing. The Vox Adpocalypse. I think that's a great way to start, because it kind of is, boycotts and small groups making big noises, trying to ruin people's careers and livelihoods.
See, I don't think it's small groups.
Well, I agree with you. I agree with you. I think the Vox Adpocalypse, if you guys don't know, just a little bit of background, just to get everybody up to speed. Steven Crowder, mm-hmm. conservative comedian, although I haven't seen him in the clubs lately. I don't know when the last time Steven Crowder actually did a set at a at a comedy
no,
club.
No, he does his show 5 days a week now, so...
Oh, he's busy. He's extremely busy. Listen, I want to get Crowder on stage. Like, when I go, we're hitting Florida in a couple weeks, and then we're going to be putting some dates together in Texas. I think that's where Crowder is. I'm not sure, but I'd love to get him on stage. I would love to get him on stage. He's a very funny dude. Listen, I'm just busting balls because he hasn't been on stage. So there's this dude, Carlos Maza, who... Yeah. Is at Vox. I guess he used to be at Media Matters. Now he's at Vox.
He's a pure activist, yeah.
Yeah, but he started this YouTube channel. And what's his Twitter handle? Gay Wonk?
Gay Wonk, yes.
Yeah, so he started this this YouTube channel, and Steven Crowder started doing answer videos. Like, mm-hmm. he would answer back, and he would make fun of this dude.
Same like he does with the Young Turks. I mean, he's
like everybody.
He's been doing it to the Young Turks forever.
So a couple days ago, Gay Wonk, Carlos Maza, he's had enough. He says he's had enough, and it's continuing, and it's relentless, and he can't take it anymore. And how can YouTube allow this? And so YouTube looked at Crowder's, all these videos, over 1,000 videos, I guess. And they're like, yeah, we got nothing really here to demonetize him. Although we find a T-shirt that he sells offensive. Socialism is for fags.
No, figs. It was figs? Actually figs. It's actually an F, a picture of a fig, and a G.
That's hilarious. I thought it was Che Guevara.
It's Che Guevara, and it says socialism is for figs.
That makes it 100% worse. That makes it 100% worse. So, no, that YouTube stepped in. So the last I heard.
Oh, and Shopify. Shopify took it down.
Yeah, and YouTube is like, we're going to demonetize your channel until you stop selling these T-shirts on our site. So, let's get this out of the way. Yes, YouTube is a private company, and they can do whatever they want. So, there, we said it. Hooray. However, it's all bogus. It's all horrible. I think it was this was a coordinated attack.
And completely.
It's what they do it to Hannity. They do it to Rush Limbaugh. They do it to Tucker Carlson. They do it to Laura Ingraham. They go for maximum effect. Go ahead.
Did you see all of the content creators that got hit?
No, I did not. My heart will break.
No, dude.
My heart will break.
No, it's independent journalists who were covering Antifa rallies and white supremacist rallies who actually get their footage licensed by major news corporations.
Yeah, I saw
got their videos taken down. A whole bunch of professors and teachers that make videos about Nazi Germany and World War II got their videos taken down.
That's the MIT group. They're trying to teach people about the horrors and the dangers of the rise of the Nazi Party. They're trying to help people out.
Yeah.
And it's it ain't good.
A whole bunch of other creators literally got – there was one guy who literally makes soothing YouTube videos with calming sounds.
Yeah, he's from Australia, and he's like, I don't know what I did to violate the terms of service. I don't know. I love this channel. I'm just trying to help people. He's got a video. It's like 2 hours long. I watched a bunch of it. It was very soothing. It's a cabin by a lake in a thunderstorm, and it's like the poor guy. He's like
he gets an email. He has like 300
hippy dippy patchouli smelling dude. Just like, I just want to help people sleep. I'm just trying to be a nice guy. Get off of YouTube.
Like 300,000 subscribers. He gets demonetized overnight and gets some email that says your content is not contributing to the overall health of the community or something.
How insane is that?
It's just like the people that got hit make zero sense. But literally, people whose footage is used by news organizations across the country. Okay? They sell their footage to people like CNN, NBC, channels gone.
It's here's what I covered on mine. You go to the Loftus Party on YouTube, my quickly growing YouTube channel. We're over 5,000 strong. Brought to you by firearmguards.com. Use code MAGA and receive 10% off your order. So here's what I did on mine. My little metaphor was this. It's like kids fighting in a classroom. It's really so juvenile. This whole thing is so juvenile that like it's like third graders. And Carlos Maza's sitting in class. And Steven Crowder sitting next to him. Now, me and a bunch of other content creators, we're also in this classroom. And Carlos Maza starts talking trash. And then Steven Crowder goes, hey, and starts teasing him. Because if you look back at Carlos Maza's Twitter feed, and all this is in my video, he has a tweet from like a year ago. He's like, there's a conservative commentator who's making fun of me. And this might be the closest I've been to a long-term relationship in a long time. So it was all like, ha, ha, ha. And then like a kid in a classroom, Crowder didn't stop. He like kept it going. He kept it going and he got under Carlos Maza's skin. Now, to keep this in context, and this is according to Now This, that extremely conservative site, Now This, over the course of 2 years, Crowder made 7 videos.
I know. Hardly any when you're talking about 5 days a week.
Right? That's nothing. That's nothing. Like it's like me making a video about asparagus. Like, yeah, maybe it'll happen. I don't know. So anyway, Carlos Maza waited until Gay Pride Month, and then he unleashed this little greatest hits video of Steven Crowder, you know, using these hate words, blah blah blah. So that's when they call in the big teacher. They call in Miss YouTube, Steven's making fun of me. And then Miss YouTube has a giant classroom. It's not just this classroom. It's an entire school. It's an entire school system. There are so many videos on YouTube. So then YouTube makes the mistake of addressing this. They should have just said nope and moved
on.
Which
they did first.
Well, they should have stuck to their guns. They should have stuck to their guns because now they've unleashed the AI. They've unleashed the AI. And they've added new words and
screwed things up so bad.
Yes. Yes. And you have innocent Australian tree huggers who are just trying to help people sleep to soothing beach sound. That poor guy.
Well,
he's got to be devastated. He's got to be devastated.
There's a guy named Keem who has like 5 million followers on YouTube.
Yeah.
And he personally reached out to the 100 biggest YouTube channels.
Wow.
And they basically said they're going after all of these media people who are into deplatforming. Like, you think you can get an army, dude? 5 million people don't read Vox. 5 million people look at me. I think he's got PewDiePie on board. It's going to be a bloodbath.
If he does, and I'm not even kidding you. People, and they have to be terrified. Now, PewDiePie seems like a genuinely nice person. Like, mm-hmm. I think I would.
And they go after him all the time.
Because they got to be terrified of that dude. Mm-hmm. What is he, like 47 million, 48 yep. million? Mm-hmm. It's big. All PewDiePie has to do is go, you know what? YouTube is not a good place for creators anymore. I'm going to Vimeo exclusively.
Or BitChute or whoever.
And mm-hmm. That would be the problem. It's very funny. And like, actually Crowder made this point the other day. He's got a ton of videos, and that's the thing. It's like Carlos Maza starts this up and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And he's just helped Crowder so much,
How many? I bought a mug, guys. I'm not going to lie. I was so ticked. I bought a mug.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the other thing though. When you look at what happened across the landscape in the last week, okay. The Washington Post and I don't want to lie, so I'm not going to say the other one, but I know for sure the Washington Post, they had the YouTube guidelines before YouTube made them public. So Carlos Maza complains for 3 to 4 days and goes back and forth with YouTube in this really public spat. And then overnight, somehow WAPO gets these guidelines before YouTube makes them public the guidelines that eventually demonetized Crowder and literally thousands of other people. Thousands of other people who don't have a secondary way to make money like Steven does. Okay?
Yeah, that's
the problem. Then all of a sudden on Friday, the New York Times comes out with this garbage piece, and I don't know if you saw it, about this kid who supposedly got radicalized online. And the proof that he was radicalized was that he started dating an evangelical Christian and arguing politics with his liberal friends.
Yeah. And then,
named all kinds of YouTubers and did that thing like they did with Data and Society and trying to, like, if you start watching this, you're going to end up here, and then you end up here. And, I mean, of course, and they're going after Shapiro gangbusters, they're going after Rubin gangbusters, and they're going after Tucker Carlson gangbusters. And that's because those three people scare the living daylights out of the mainstream media.
They showed a picture of James Franco.
I know.
Or whatever that kid's. He's got like this like little millennial newscast. Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm blah blah blah. And it's like it is what it is. It's not my cup of tea. But like, there's nothing alt right about that dude. He's just like doing, hey, I'm the it's millennial news with a funny, friendly guy, blah blah blah. Nothing alt right about that dude.
Ben Shapiro is an Orthodox Jew. There can't be anything less alt-right than that.
Well, that's the problem. That's the problem.
I mean, Candace Owens is a white supremacist. Okay, she's on a bunch of hit lists, too.
Hey,
her content taken down.
I saw it when Ted Lieu played her thing where she said she liked Hitler. That was,
oh, my God. Like,
so, what they're going to do, they go after Dennis Prager, they go after Ben Shapiro, they go after Candace Owens. It's all just sounds like I keep going back to the original point. And this is what and it has to be scary for PewDiePie to have this kind of, with great power comes great responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
I just wonder if, and he has to think about it. Mm-hmm. But all he has to do is go, here's the new platform, fellas. Here we go. Now, a lot of people will pick up the gravy. You know, because everyone who's lesser than PewDiePie, everyone who's been riding his coattails, they'll probably stay on YouTube for a while. But it would just be in the movie version, everybody just leaves the platform that's how YouTube was built. YouTube was built back in the day. There was iFilm, and that's mm-hmm. where a buddy of mine that we worked on, the George Lopez, we made this short movie criticizing Michael Moore about Fahrenheit 9/11. We did mm-hmm. we did a thing, and there was only a handful of platforms to put it on. One of the platforms that we did was this like iFilm. We had millions of views, but there was no content. You just like looked at it, you go, wow, we have over a million views. That was right. crazy. And so for YouTube to rise above the pack, because they're like, here's what we're gonna do, you guys. You bring your content to us, and we're gonna share the revenue with you. So that's how they became successful. They made this deal. It's capitalism.
And they made bank and off now, Steven Crowder.
Yeah. And if they start shutting that valve off, I want everyone to move. I would encourage everyone to move. You know who has really good ad revenue?
Who?
TheLoftusParty.com. We do. It's better.
I know.
If I could get the views at TheLoftusParty.com, oh my gosh, I'd leave YouTube so fast. But they're like the second largest search engine. They're the second mm-hmm. largest search engine, only to Google. And Google owns flipping YouTube. So if you want to try to start changing the way society makes decisions, if you want to start influencing decisions and the way people go about their day-to-day life and how they feel about certain subjects, that's where you start. That's where you start. Google knows what they have. YouTube knows what they have. And they're going to suggest videos to try to get you. They can change votes. They can change hearts and minds. It's all about the culture. And it's something, oddly enough, that comes back to the people who've subscribed to the show for a long time, they realize, like, and we talked about this like a long time ago, Saudi Arabia, they're making a lot of big changes culturally. And I think they went too fast. But however, women are driving. Hey, you can be after dark. You can do this. You can do that. Women can run the newspapers and the editorial page. So they might have pumped the brakes on that. But the thing is, and this is what always happens when these high-minded people in their ivory towers, they try to start, okay, we're going to start changing society. Now, I'm a hypocrite now because I like what Saudi Arabia is doing. I like that they're actually trying to go into the 21st century with women's rights and like driving cars and stuff like that. However, it seems like with the liberal left, it's the progressive, it's the people that are in charge over at Google and YouTube, and in Hollywood, they are going to steer society in a certain direction. And if you don't want to be taken in that direction, they're going to punish you. And no matter how safe and innocuous and wonderful your videos are, like PragerU, man, it's just ridiculous. So I would love if PewDiePie picked a new platform. I'd go with them. I'd totally go with them.
Well, and the evidence for why they are relentlessly going after Fox News is pretty clear when you look at the audience shares.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Brian Stelter, little tater, he just cannot quit Fox News.
No.
He can't quit pointing it out. But The Five gets 50% of the viewership in their time slot among the three stations. Tucker gets 54.
You can look at this statistically. Universities have studied this, and if it's literally in terms of balanced coverage, in terms of, hey, we have both sides of the issue. Hey, we have a conservative and we have a liberal.
An actual Democrat, yeah.
Yes, yeah.
Not a pretend Democrat. Like CNN has pretend Republicans on.
Oh my gosh, you just reminded me of a skit that I'm going to be doing with Adam Yenser. That's so hilariously funny. I need to type that up.
CNN gets beat by the Hallmark Channel and Investigative Discovery.
It's hilarious.
Fox is on top with Fox and Friends for the cable shows, right?
Yeah.
CNN is like number 12.
It's Fox actually, and this is what I was saying, like statistically, you look at it, they actually present both sides of an issue. They present both sides of an issue.
They have Donna freaking Brazil on panels. She was head of the DNC.
It's hilarious. And here's the thing. gimlet that is just terrifying. So if you look at that, Fox has success by presenting both sides of an issue. Fox has success in having real debates about issues. Now, granted, they have their opinion shows, and they're very successful, the Hannitys and the Laura Ingrams and stuff. However, they also have shows where they present both sides of the issues. You'd think that like CNN, MSNBC, and these other media outlets would go, we should do more of that. Like that's and that they don't
CNN
makes me frightened.
Blackballed Alan freaking Dershowitz.
Yeah.
Because he refused to sign up for the Russian hoax. And the whole time he's going, nope, 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 nope. Turns out the dude was 100% right. He goes on Fox News and tells a story. When Alan Dershowitz, Harvard-trained attorney, professor, commentator for what? My whole life, right?
Yeah.
Got bumped off of CNN in favor of Michael Avenatti.
And now why wouldn't they do that? Why? See, and that's the thing that's you have to ask yourself this. And this is like I would ask the listeners to think about this themselves as I tell you my thoughts. They don't want to do that. They don't want to have real debates for fear that they won't win. And that's just it. So changing hearts and minds is more important than revenue. And that is a really very scary, scary notion if you sit and dwell upon it for just the tiniest of bits. Like, they know they're losing money, they know they're losing viewers, but they're going to continue on, because looking at the news through a progressive prism is more important to them than actually dealing with reality.
But people aren't watching.
And they will say, we have the wrong messenger. They will say, it's not the message, it's the messenger. So we shouldn't have this person on, we should have that person on. And ooh, Rachel Maddow. Rachel Maddow's down in the ratings a little bit. I was very pleased to hear that.
Well, I mean, she's I'm looking. She is in the 9 p.m. slot, and she's stealing from Cuomo, it looks like. Cuomo's down in 19% of the viewing audience.
Well, Rachel Maddow,
she's at 38%, Hannity's at 43%.
Back before the Mueller report, the Mueller report came out, there was a couple nights where Maddow beat Hannity.
Yep.
So she's right there. You got to look over your shoulder. And that's the thing. She's a good messenger. She's like, I find her shtick boring. And it was too funny. I was talking to a bunch of the comics backstage. I did 3 shows last night at Comedy and Magic Club, Hermosa Beach, working on a bunch of new material. So much fun, you guys. What a great group of comics that I was hanging out with. And it's the conversation went to politics a little bit. We were pretty much talking about the coverage of it. And everybody, it's too funny. Even my super liberal friends. There's this dude, Alan Havey. If you're in my age range, you probably remember Alan Havey. He's a very funny guy. He's in a lot of movies, but he's like, she drives me crazy. Maddow, just get to the point. Like, she's got her little shtick where she'll, slap the table. Today we're talking about the Constitution and tables, carpentry, and the Electoral College. What is a table? And like, okay, we get it. But anyway, she drags it out. But she's right there. It actually is what adds fuel to my fire, is that like the fact that people don't want to play fair. They have no, like, YouTube doesn't have, they don't want to have a fair and honest debate. If you try to do a fairest on honest debate, they'll go, oh, that's hate speech and you're, alt-right, and they'll demonetize you. So it's one of the reasons why I'm back in the clubs and just taking my show on the road. Because the American people are smart, and people talk, and we have Twitter, and we have ways to communicate. And there's this new one, Parler, that you just jumped on. I think Kung Fu Rick is on there. I jumped on. Mm-hmm. Like, why not? I'm all in favor. Everybody says make your own, create your own. Okay, well, these guys at Parler have done it. It doesn't seem to be like, white supremacist central. It seems like it's like the same people you see on Twitter.
they're tired of getting their followers taken away. They're tired of getting their tweets throttled. They're tired of, you know, I mean, I'm tired of it. Yes. I actually use Twitter to push content just like you do and make money, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you throttle my tweets, guess what I don't make? Money.
Dig
so
it.
I signed up for Parler. I signed up for the IDW community. I am on Clout Hub, and I am on Minds.
Wow.
Along with Twitter. My content is going up on all four of those platforms, and the one with the biggest ROI is the one where I'm going to spend my time.
Gimlet is everywhere. Yeah, Gimlet is over there. Yeah.
Well, you know where I'm not anymore?
Not wearing underwear. Yeah. No, where are you not?
Google Chrome.
Really?
I refuse. I absolutely refuse.
I thought you were a GoDuckGo girl for a long time.
I am now using the Brave browser. And
Brave.
Oddly, it was founded by, remember Brendan Eich?
No.
The CEO of Mozilla, who was chased out because they found out he made a $5,000 donation to a pro-traditional marriage group.
What? How dare he? Throw him out of Hollywood. How dare
he? He ended up resigning from Mozilla because he was like, he's honestly the first victim of the leftist mob that I know of. This was like 5 years ago.
Wow.
He went over and he started Brave, and what he's trying to do is upend the basically how you make money on the internet. So when I'm on Brave, I can view ads, and I only view the ads that I agree to view, and I earn BAT tokens. And then I can designate the website to get a portion of my BAT tokens every month. So I can actually pay the creators whose content I care about.
Gimlet, how do I do this? How do I get Brave? How would I install that?
Go to the interwebs and say Brave browser, and then you download the appropriate one.
So there's different ones to choose from.
Well, I'm an idiot. Mac and iOS.
Oh, okay.
Mac and Windows. So I have the Mac version, and I'll tell you so I stopped using the YouTube account that's attached to my Gmail address. So I go into YouTube completely anonymously now. They don't know me. They don't know what I like. Nothing. They don't even know where I live because I put VPN on over all this. So my server looks like it's in another state. And
that would be interesting to see. Like that would seriously be interesting. And now I'm going to do it. I'm going to download
no,
this browser.
Tell you how many third parties are accessing your crap while you're on other browsers. Well, I was on a 20-minute YouTube video, over 100.
That's fantastic.
It's terrifying.
Good to know. I was just saying that I would like to go into YouTube anonymously and see what they suggest for me, you know? Because I get some weird suggested videos. Oh, I want to turn you guys on to this real quick. Hopefully I'm still on the Internet of Things. I'm clicking around a little bit. I like the YouTube. I really do. I wish they could get it together. I wish they could actually be polite and good and wonderful and not mess with me. It is. Are you still there?
Mm-hmm.
Check out this song when you get a chance. It's by this group called Pinback. And the name of the song is Fortress. It's one of these things where I discovered this hunk of new music. This thing's from 2007. It made me feel so old. But like I threw that up on the site the other day. The name of the group is Pinback. The name of the song is Fortress. You can see it at theloftistparty.com. And it's just a good song. I just it's wild. It's not Shopify. Oh my God, Spotify. I'm losing my mind, fighting a cold. But yeah, I would love to go into YouTube anonymously and just to see what's really going on. And because it's like you always have to wonder, like, what are they pushing? What are they saying is trending? I know I've seen this, you guys. I've seen. I know my tweets are getting throttled, and I know my recently, and it's like the sad thing. It's like we're all about the algorithm here. We're all about the algorithm, and no one really knows what it is. There's a lot of thoughts and suggestions, and it seems like there's a certain amount of truth to it. like on Facebook, now that we're over 10,000 followers and we're over 9,000 likes, it's like we have a bigger reach. And I'm just wondering when the hammer's going to fall on that. But I think once when we got over 5,000 subs, when we got over 5,000 subs on YouTube, that must have tripped somebody's alarm. Because I look at the analytics and I look at the views and it was just boom, boom, going gangbusters. And then you can actually pinpoint the day where someone at YouTube went, oh, this won't be happening. And they just throttled it way down. They throttled it way down. But like, I guess I have Stockholm syndrome because I'm like, okay, that's the game. I'll continue to play. I will continue to play. So if you're not going to, you know, let my videos go there where they're supposed to be, I'll just go to comedy clubs and let people know and they can find me there. So, oh my gosh, make your plans now, you guys. Tampa, Florida. If you're listening in Tampa, Florida, if you're listening in Orlando, Florida, I'll be seeing you in early July, July 10th and 11th. We changed the name of our little show to make it even more obvious. It's like you push me, I'm going to push back. It's now the MAGA Country Comedy. MAGA, like I'm going right at it. I'm going.
There you
right
go.
At it. I'm just thoroughly embracing. Yeah, if you, because they're like they're not letting us on the radio. They're not letting these like and even conservative talk stations. And this comes full circle. I intended to talk about so much more today, but like the whole ad Vox adpocalypse, it opens up such a huge can of worms. It's like, listen, Carlos Maza's coming at this from a Media Matters thing. Before he launches his attack on Crowder, he waits for the right time. He gets the right people behind him. He gets the right groups involved. They circle the wagons and then they go in full tilt boogie. And that's what the right just doesn't seem to get. It's what the right doesn't seem to get.
No.
I'm not talking about boycotts, but I'm talking about like, hey, when people are actually doing something, when people are actually being proactive, if somebody's having a pro Republican, pro conservative bike rally, you better start talking about it. That's how you get people excited and you get people organized. This whole sitting back and all we're going to do is react. Oh, look at the wacky progressives are doing now. Hey, if you sit on your ass, you think long, you're going to play wrong. Get out there. Get into it. Start your own agenda. Do your own narrative. Support the endeavors like the MAGA Country Comedy Show. It's fantastic. Holy smoke. What else did I want to talk? Oh, my gosh. We have to spend some time about these tariffs on Mexico. I love this. I love the outcome of this. I love everything about it. It's just, in my mind, it's common sense, and Trump did it, and everybody, even the people on the right, this is horrible, the sky is falling, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Just such
called
losers.
Called leverage.
Such absolute losers. And hey, look, it all worked out. Hey, look at that. Now, the president of Mexico, he gets to declare victory that he took the bull by the horns and he dealt with the evil meanie Donald Trump and they came to an agreement and they're going to start patrolling their own borders. How about that? How about that?
What an idea.
Isn't that seriously? And it's just
well,
madness.
They've got this 60
on the right attacking Trump.
They've got this 60,000 person force that's made up of their federal agencies and local law enforcement that's now called the National Guard. It's meant to fight drug trafficking. You know where all your drug traffickers absolutely are?
Where?
Headed towards our border. Go get them!
Oh my goodness. Yeah.
Go get them!
That's the other thing that just I find completely
60,000 people!
Are we talking like the like deaths by?
No, that's the number of their National Guard. They're sending 10% of them to their own southern border.
I thought you had just read my mind. I thought you had just read my mind, and I was a little scared. There was a little bit of clenching in my butthole because I thought, oh my gosh, you can read my mind.
No,
here's the part that gets me. Like, how many people? And this is not even funny. This is just sad, really. That like so many people are dying of drug overdoses, and a good portion of these drugs come across the border. Now, I've seen these
fentanyl
fights. Yeah, I've seen these fights on Facebook where people go, oh, they'll just use ladders. Oh, they'll just dig tunnels. Oh, they'll just use planes. You know, okay, yeah, sure. And we'll have to go after that too. However, a slatted fence and we'll call it a wall, but if it just slows down some of it, isn't that worthy of that's a good endeavor? And if the side benefit is, you know, you can funnel these people into checkpoints, you know, and it's like you can still walk into a U.S. embassy. Like if you're legitimately, if like you're trying to flee for your life, you can still walk into a U.S. embassy and get asylum. Like none of that is going to change. But if we need to slow down some of the drugs and try to get a handle on it, and like the numbers are staggering of how many people die every day. And it's just incredible to me. It really bumps me out that like Democrats and Republicans, they know this and they're not doing anything. And that's to me, and I'm not getting into like, oh, he's playing 3D chess or anything, but that's part of like the wonderful part of Trump and these tariffs. He's like, okay, so I'm not going to get the Republicans to do anything. I'm not going to get the Democrats to do anything. Maybe I can get Mexico to do something. Like that's there's something very, very noble about that. I legitimately think that I'm going to use this leverage on Mexico to try to do something. Now, if it's not getting any media coverage, but they're legitimately they're stopping people from the Congo from coming in. They're capturing dozens and dozens of people from Africa trying to sneak in. This is not an orange man hates brown man. This is a, we need to know who's coming in. We need to know what's going on. I'm so pro wall, and just shame on all the so-called conservatives who were all gloom and doom with, oh, the tariffs and this is bad and blah, blah. You guys they need to get it together. It's really disgusting. It's really, and you don't hear about the deaths. You don't hear about the Americans who are dying. Like someone just died right now. Bing. There you go. Because we can't stop drugs.
It's not even just that though. When you look at their last election, 113 candidates for office were killed by the cartels. What we are doing by not fixing our border is almost assuring that we literally have a failed state to our south.
Yeah.
The cartels take in profits equivalent to a Fortune 50 company every single year between human trafficking and drug trafficking.
It is, it's gross.
Now we have on the border these little cheek swab DNA tests. A third of the children during the trial were with an adult who was not related to them in any way, shape, or form.
It's like
Democrats don't care.
They don't.
80% of women and girls are sexually abused during that trip. Democrats don't care.
They don't.
Look, these children are dying. Yeah, the one that came across this morning who was with an MS-13 gang member that wasn't a relative of theirs has the freaking chicken pox. They're bringing these kids sick. They're bringing them across the freaking desert. They get malnourished. They get dehydrated. They come to our border, and they have serious, serious problems by the time they get here. It is absolutely heartbreaking. Yeah. And Democrats don't care.
But here's what they did. They.
I'm going to hammer that throughout the next year and a half.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm right there with you. And that's when people went during the 2018 midterms. People like, oh, my gosh, why is Donald Trump talking about illegal immigration? Why is he? He should be talking about the economy. Ding, 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 ding. And those are the same doofuses who thought Hillary was going to win the election. The illegal immigration is the number one thing. That's the number one thing. Everything else is hot garbage. So you had, in my opinion, you had the mainstream media in cahoots with the Democratic Party, as per usual. And during the 2018 election, they got a bunch of people concerned. They're like, holy smoke, our president is being led around by the nose by Russia. It's Russia conspiracy. He's in bed. Russia. And like, if I were to lean to the left, and every night I thought, holy smoke, the president is an agent of Russia. Like, yes, I'm going to vote some Democrats in there. Somebody's got to keep an eye on him. So that's how I legitimately believe that's how the Democrats did as well as they did. They didn't even do that well. But that's how they got control of the House back. It was all based on a lie. So now I am ready. I'm full tilt boogie. Illegal immigration.
Well, I'm writing something this week that could, like, end my life as I know it, so.
Oh, for the loftistparty.com? You're writing a wonderful article?
You don't want this one. I promise you, you don't want this one.
Oh, you'll be surprised what I want.
An open letter to the GOP chairwoman, Senator Perdue's campaign in the Georgia GOP. I am the white college-educated woman who lived in suburbia that you're looking for.
Yeah.
I swear to God, I could go end-to-end in this state and make my case. And even if you can't vote for Trump, you damn well better vote for David Perdue.
David Perdue, love his chicken.
It's the wrong Perdue. I'm talking about my senator. Okay, my senator. He put the RAISE Act up for immigration. You like him.
I would. There's a couple things that I want to touch on really quickly as we come into the home stretch. We got sidetracked, but that's one of the wonderful things about the show. Keep looking into the Hillary Clinton email scandal, you guys. Keep looking into that. There's new stuff coming out about that whole investigation and how it was not done well at all. And it seems like Romania, there was a Romanian domain that that was traced and had all of it. And the FBI is like, all of her emails were everywhere.
And
so,
anytime Sidney Blumenthal's name comes up, it's never a good thing.
It is not. I bookmarked some tweets that I wanted to talk about. And so I'm still paying attention to this whole Hillary Clinton FBI thing. We got to keep that alive. I know it's like lock her up and owe her emails, but it was bad. It was a lot worse than anybody thought. Yeah.
Well, and now the Mueller report has some serious issues coming up.
Were they editing conversations?
Oh, they were editing conversations. They were calling people Russian assets who were actually U.S. assets. Yeah, there's some problems. Everybody go read John Solomon and Andrew McCarthy. John Solomon's got it all.
It is. It's fantastic. Oh, and I can recommend this one to you. That one's just for me. But here's a really crazy one. Do you want this? This is not comedic at all. This is really terrible. Do you remember Pizzagate?
Yeah.
And how everybody's like, oh, that's, you know, this, that, and the other thing.
Oh,
and
that dude that was a major Mueller, child.
Yes.
That whole thing. Yeah. What was that all about?
Holy smoke. I saw it last night, you guys. If you're listening to this, before they take it down, this was on Twitchy, and this guy's Twitter handle was at Dr. Pizza, and Dr. is just D-R, so it's at D-R-P-I-Z-Z-A, and this dude, real big in the tech industry, real big commentator, but like, why do you call yourself Dr. Pizza? And he just got like straight up busted trying to get, it was an FBI sting. This FBI agent was posing as a mom who was going to let this guy, Dr. Pizza, molest her kids.
Ew.
And that was the sting. That was the sting. And boy, he was all up on it. And
another one too that was actually a Mueller witness.
Oh, it's so bizarre. It's so bizarre. I don't like, but holy smoke. And not like I don't want to be, you know, deplatformed because you mentioned Pizzagate, but I'm like, how weird is that? How weird is that? I don't like it. I don't like it at all. Okay. So I want to talk about Godzilla.
George Nader. That's the other one.
George Nader. Sure. It's like, I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't like it. Okay. So here's the other thing that's been bugging me. And then I want to talk a little bit about Godzilla because I saw that in Rocket Man and Dark Phoenix and yada, yada, yada. So this whole defend democracy thing, it's all over Facebook. That's the latest thing. Constitutional crisis, defend democracy. It's always funny. And I'm not going to engage these people on Facebook, but it's just hilarious. And I was talking about this last night on stage. It's like we have a system of checks and balances, you guys. So no one has to worry about our republic going down. No one has to. They keep saying that. Oh, Donald Trump is he's attacking a democracy. Democracy. We're fine.
No, the only people I hear about eliminating the Electoral College, packing the court, and actually fundamentally changing the institutions of our democracy are people like Kamala Harris, Joe Biden, and Elizabeth Warren. Don't talk to me about a constitutional crisis.
And Buttigieg is talking about we need a.
Turns out he was a desk jockey in the freaking military. He was not on the front lines in Afghanistan.
What?
Yeah.
A politician is misleading us?
Funny that. Okay. He went to Afghanistan, but he had an office job.
He went to Afghanistan. He went to Uzbekistan. He went to some guy named Stan. See what I did there?
Jeez.
I know. I did.
Oh,
hey.
And if you haven't seen the friendship bracelets, did you see this?
No.
For National Friendship Day, Joe Biden's account tweeted out two little friendship bracelets with Joe and Barack on them, like some kind of like desperate 12-year-old girl wanting someone's endorsement. It was pitiful.
See, I'm friends with him. I'm friends with him. Boy, I tell you.
Oh my God! I was just like, "What?"
Were you in on the whole friendship bracelet thing back in the day?
No, I was not. That was after me. I'm older.
Oh, I dug them. I dug them. Girls at the pool, and they're like, "Here, I made you this." Like, oh! I loved it.
That's goofy. But okay.
Now, who did Barack just sign another huge development deal with?
No, I forget. I know Hillary and Chelsea are doing a Hollywood production company.
Yeah, Barack has.
Did he do one like Spotify or something? I don't remember.
It might be, but he's got his thing at Netflix. Now he's got a thing at like Spotify or somewhere else. It's another.
I'm actually boycotting Netflix now.
Hillary has a big production company. You're boycotting Netflix?
Yep. Once the producers of what's my show? You know,
Stranger Things?
Yeah. Said they refused to film in Georgia anymore because of our heartbeat bill. I said, I refuse to watch the third season of your crap, Ben.
There you have it.
I am so sick of these people thinking that they get to tell me what to think. They don't.
Well, we've come full circle.
Entertain me. That's all I want.
We've come full circle because the girl from Stranger Things was the star of Godzilla.
Oh, yes, she was.
Mm-hmm. And boy, they didn't do it. They didn't do it. I wanted them to do it. I wanted them to have a great Godzilla. They were off to a pretty good start with Godzilla from 2014. And this was all supposed to take place in the same universe. You're like, okay, they're doing like an Avengers thing. They're going to have Godzilla and King Kong and everybody's in the same universe. And the story continues. But this latest Godzilla movie was was not a good movie. The effects were there. It's great. Well, it's a wonderful example for people who love movies of... You can film whatever you want. You can film whatever you want. Technology is amazing. You can have all these great actors. However, if the story's not compelling, it just kind of sits there like a turd in a punch bowl. And you're like, it's a shame, really. It's a shame. And it's dying at the box. There was no great, there wasn't a big social justice warrior to it, aspect to it at all. However, if you're a Godzilla fan, like I am, I'm thoroughly, like, I love that stuff. You need to see a movie called Shin Godzilla. S-H-I-N. Shin Godzilla. It's on Netflix. It's on Amazon. It's probably... Well, yes, it is. It's my favorite Godzilla movie now of all time. So, sadly, they can't do it right. I think they had someone in charge of Godzilla who maybe didn't love Godzilla and was new to the genre, but it's not doing well at the box office. The other one that's not doing well... Oh, we're almost out of time. Maybe we should wait till next week. I'll just tease it a little bit. Rocket Man's falling off. I don't think anybody has a big... I don't know. I just don't... I've never been fascinated with the life of Elton John. I just never have. And I was really never fascinated by, oh, Queen. It's like, eh, good music, whatever. But like, Dark Phoenix, word on the street is it's got a real big social justice aspect to it. Here they come again with that agenda. And people are like, they're just not into it. They're just not into it. And so it'll be interesting to see what happens. Here's the one I'm excited about. The movie that I kind of really want to see. I think it's called Yesterday.
Okay.
You got to watch it seems like it's just a fun, light, good. This guy wakes up and he's literally the only person on planet Earth who remembers the Beatles. Now, he used to be in like a Beatles cover band. He would like play Beatles songs at the local pub in England. So he knows all the Beatles songs, hands down. He wakes up one day and he's the only guy who remembers the Beatles. And so people think that he's writing these songs and he decides to go with it. And it just looks like a really good time. So I want to see that movie because I think that's where we are now. I think that like the great tidal wave is pushing back where people are like you just said, just entertain me.
I pay you to entertain me. I do not pay you to lecture me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just want to have fun.
What? Disney's stupid CEO said the same thing. I'm not seeing the next Star Wars because I didn't like the last one that much.
Yeah. Oh, and Disney saying they might not be able to film in Georgia.
That's what I'm saying. But guess what? I don't have to watch anything you make.
But they're going to like do a theme park in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, right.
We're
kiss
so invested.
My you know what.
Yeah. Just say it. Say ass. Okay. That's the show, you guys. We had so much fun. There was more we wanted to cover. I wanted to get into Godzilla and that stuff more in depth, but we'll do that next week. There's always going to be another show. It's fantastic. Our numbers grow. Our numbers grow. I'll probably do like a little call to action video soon on Facebook because I do have a plan. I do have a direction for where this is all going. It's all fantastic. And I can't thank you guys enough. If you've ever considered, and this is just about the Vox Adpocalypse. If you've ever considered supporting us on Patreon, now would be a good time. Now would be a good time. Just better safe than sorry. You're all wonderful. We got two videos every week on YouTube. We got stuff on Facebook. There's wonderful, wonderful stuff at theloftusparty.com. You have to go. You have to go. I'll close it out with this. You have to go to firearmguards.com. Use code word MAGA. And you have to check out the pictorial we have of Laura Crane, one of the hottest surfer chicks on the planet. We got the best stuff at the website. I love you. Have a great week. Ta-ta.